Malachi 2:17 through 4:6. Devotional focus verse. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi 3:10. When our children were young, we placed 3 jars for each of them on a shelf in the kitchen, with the goal of teaching them the importance of tithing and careful handling of their money. Whenever they received their allowances or earned money for doing extra tasks, we pointed them to the 3 jars. The first jar was marked with the word God, the second with the word saving, and the third with the word spending. First and most important was to honor God by tithing, so we instructed them to place 10% of whatever money they received into the God jar before doing anything else. Then, to teach the wisdom and discipline of retaining some of what is earned or received, a certain portion of their money was placed in the saving jar. To impress that concept on their minds, we reminded them that the Bible says that ants, though small, store extra in the summer to prepare for winter. Finally, the balance of the money was placed in the spending jar. We advised them to use the money in that jar wisely, thinking carefully about each expenditure rather than buying impulsively. We wanted to instill in them that if they would honor God first through tithing, and then save for the future and live on less than they earned, they could avoid much of the heartache people have concerning money. The principle of honoring God first by tithing is found throughout Scripture. Both Abraham and Jacob set an example for their descendants long before commands regarding tithing were given in the Law of Moses, so Malachi's instruction to the people in today's text was not new to them. However, even before the Jewish people were exiled to Babylon, Israel and Judah had wandered far from the principles of the covenant in many ways, including in this important matter. By Malachi's day, the refusal to tithe had made it necessary for the Levites to work to earn their living. See Nehemiah 13:10 and 11. As a result, they had neglected their responsibilities regarding the care of the temple and the teaching of proper worship. In today's focus verse, Malachi challenged the people to return to honoring God with their tithes and offerings. The result would be heavenly blessings beyond their imaginations. The same principle is true today. When we honor God first with our tithes and reflect His generous nature with our offerings, we become the recipients of blessings far beyond anything we give. God challenged Israel to prove me now. Let us purpose to prove God as well through our faithfulness in tithing and generous support of His work. Background information. Malachi's prophecies were directed to the priests and people of Judah and Jerusalem who refused to acknowledge that their own sinful actions had brought about the problems they were facing. Through Malachi, God pointed out that disobedience had broken the people's relationship with Him. When the people disputed God's declarations or denied His charges against them, the prophet responded with incontestable evidence of their guilt. Today's text continues the series of questions asked by Israel and God's responses given through Malachi. Malachi 2:17, the first verse of today's text, records Malachi's assertion that the people had wearied God with their hollow talk and twisting of the truth by calling evil good. They then questioned, "Wherein have we wearied Him, God?" Their assumption was that because God had not responded to them, He tolerated their actions or at least would not punish them. Chapter 3 contains God's response. The point is made in verse 1 that a true messenger would be sent by God to prepare the way for His coming in judgment. Jesus quoted this passage and in Matthew 11:10 and Luke 7:27 identified this messenger as John the Baptist. Malachi foretold that the Messiah would be instrumental in the purging and purification of Israel, the restoration of pure worship, and judgment upon the wicked, the sorcerers, adulterers, false swearers, oppressors, inhospitable, and those who did not fear God. Malachi 3:5. In verses 7 through 12, the next question posed by the people was, wherein, how shall we return to God? Malachi responded by urging them to stop robbing God. They replied, wherein have we robbed thee? Malachi said, in tithes and offerings. He promised that if they would bring all the tithes into the storehouse, God's abundant blessings would be poured out upon them. The next question and God's response are found in Malachi 3:13 through 4:3. After God stated that the people's words had been stout, strongly against him, they questioned, "What have we spoken so much against thee?" This seemed to be a denial of Malachi's charge. Malachi responded by pointing to their arrogance and asserting that it was futile to worship God since the wicked seemed to be prospering. Verses 16 through 18 of chapter 3 refer to a different group of speakers, the faithful ones who feared the Lord and spake often one to another. Despite the words of the arrogant doubters, the faithful received affirmation, a book of remembrance was written about them and those who thought upon his name. Chapter 4 includes the promise that the Son of Righteousness would one day arise with healing in his wings, verse 2, picturing the glory of the Messiah who would come to dispel the darkness of sin. This is followed by Malachi's final admonition to remember the law of Moses, thus exhorting the people to live in accord with its demands. The book concludes in verses 5 and 6 with a look toward a future messenger, figuratively referred to as Elijah the prophet, who would turn hearts to the Lord. The New Testament fulfillment of this prophecy is found in the ministry of John the Baptist. See Mark 9:11 through 13 and Luke 1:17. Conclusion. The very best way to teach our children about honoring God with tithes is by our own example of faithfulness. Beyond that, allowing them to join in generosity above tithing is a great means of teaching them of God's generosity toward us.